sports because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet. You're listening to the roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose of just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
Resistance is not futile. We're going to win this thing. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers.
We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter. Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I've got to say. It's in your court.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Tahibo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's 818-610-8088.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now, today, we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea, and I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no tax, no credit card. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air, or to share your successes with Tahibo Tea. The number to call is 877-488-1360. Once again, that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. And don't forget, you can also stream our programs and listen to them anytime, day or night, on iHeartRadio. Just download the free iHeartRadio app on your cell phone, Or if you're on your computer, just go to iHeartRadio. And either way, in the search engine of the app or iHeart's webpage, simply search for Tahibo, and we'll be the only ones. So that's us. Now, without my father, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. But let's take a look at a listener that we've got on the line. Go ahead. You're on live with Milan Vukovic.
Yes, Milan. My name's Mike. I'm from Meade, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to tell you that I got a pound of your tea and started drinking it about 3.5 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And the arthritis in my knees and hips has, the pain has gone away.
Fantastic.
Don't have to use a cane anymore, and it's amazing stuff.
I'm so glad to hear that, because our tea is really tremendous for arthritis. We've had people, for example, the plumbers. I mean, they spend half their day on their knees underneath somebody's sink, and when they get up in the morning, they can't stretch their legs out for an hour, and they start drinking their tea. And within 2-3 weeks, you know, they're jumping up out of bed like a spring chicken. So that's really, really good to hear that you're having the type of success that you should have.
Yes, and another plus to it is I would wake up in the middle of the night with my left hip hurting, and mm-hmm. I'm sleeping through the night now also.
Oh, nice. Very nice, very nice. So I guess your wife's happy as well. You're chasing her around the house.
Well, I wish I could. She passed away 2 years ago.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But well, I wanted to thank you guys for your tea. It's wonderful stuff, and I highly recommend it to everybody.
Absolutely. Well, after we get off the air in about an hour or so, one of my employees will give you a call. I've written down your number over here, and we'll get you out another package of the tea, you know, compliments of us, so that that way you'll have plenty for another month or two, and then give us a call when you're ready to reorder.
I sure will. God bless you.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye-bye. Now, as most of you know, without my father, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 66. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told there wasn't anything they could do with my father, and that needed to put my father's affairs in order, since he had about 2 months to live. So I started planning a funeral. I called friends and family and told them that if they want to see Dad, they only had a couple of months and they might want to do so now. One of the families came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea helped heal their brother from cancer. I looked at them as they were Martians. I mean, my dad was being treated at the Houston Medical Center and no one was saying anything other than plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea was going to help my dad. Well, in any event, I was polite since they came to pay their respects. And after they left, I cooked up the tea. My father, meanwhile, figured if he had 2 months to live, what's the difference? He was drinking the tea or drinking water. He had to drink something anyway. So he started drinking the tea. And 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought the CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor that used to be the size of a half a brick. Hospital says, since he already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone the hospital across the street, and he can walk over there, and they'll take a picture so he doesn't have to come back and do it once again in a week or so once we get our machine fixed. So my father walked across the street to the other hospital. They took a picture, and they couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 89 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 23 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it and if it wasn't good for him. Our customers love it when they ask how my dad's doing, and I tell them, hey, as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea has certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for your family and friends as it has for mine and so many other. Now, a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And now a day goes by where someone doesn't call in with some sort of success where it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't want it. In my family, everybody from my 23-year-old son who just graduated from UCLA to my parents, who are both 89, drink the tea all day, every day. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals. I'd like to talk a little bit about animals, from dogs to cats to chimpanzees to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to get the tea for a show dog who developed a skin disorder for whom antibiotics didn't work. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again. And the customer says the dog's skin's completely cleared up and the dog was working again as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in the bowl with tea. It turns out the dogs really like our tea, and another customer asked if we knew the dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we knew dogs liked our tea, but why did he think that they preferred it over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and replaced one bowl with tea, and that bowl was gone every day. So since the dogs were the only ones drinking out of those bowls, he figured out that dogs preferred our tea over regular water. So it's easy to get dogs to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water for the tea, and dogs will drink the tea. And if they don't, all you do is put three or four ice cubes into the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert. And by tomorrow, he'll be back asking you for the tea. Now, the tea for dogs is just so incredibly beneficial for a number of reasons. One, because just like for humans, it eradicates tumors. Two, it also gets rid of infections. Three, it gets rid of inflammation, so when they have arthritis, they can be comfortable. And more importantly even, when a dog gets to be of age 13, 14, 15, 16, and they've developed all kinds of ailments and everything like that, even if our tea doesn't get rid of the ailments for a 15-year-old dog, it will get rid of the pain associated with those ailments. And we don't put our 15-year-old dog down because we want to. We just can't stand to see it living all the time and howling in pain. And at some point, the owner has no choice and says, I can't live anymore with the dog in pain like that, and has the dog put down. Well, with our tea, if the dog is of that age and it doesn't cure the ailment that is causing the pain, the tea will get rid of the pain, and dog will be able to live out its last couple of years of life pain-free and die with the dignity and respect that we hope that it would. Go ahead, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic.
How does it work with high blood pressure?
High blood pressure, it works in about 50% of the cases. And the reason that it works in 50% of the cases for high blood pressure is that there's just a lot of different reasons for high blood pressure. Everything from narrowing of the arteries as we get older to getting mad at the politicians on TV all day long. So the success ratio for high blood pressure is 50%, as opposed to, for example, the success ratio for diabetes is 90%, because there's only one cause of diabetes, which is the insulin secretion by the pancreas. But for a high blood pressure, there's a billion different reasons for high blood pressure. And so in half the cases, it works, and half it doesn't. But the tea tastes great, and you have to drink something anyway. And it costs the equivalent of 12 cents to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, 8 times 12 is 96 cents. I don't care what economic bracket somebody's in the United States. They can afford 96 cents a day to at least give themselves an opportunity to success. And as I mentioned, in my family, everybody drinks the tea all day, every day. I just drink water 3-4 times a week when I get tired of drinking the tea. Now, do you have any other concerns that you're looking to address besides the high blood pressure?
No, that'll be all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. So with regards to animals, we get a lot of successful animal cases, and we have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a funny incident, a lady called in and says, I have a friend who has a chihuahua, and she gave the chihuahua the tea. It no longer sheds hair anymore. And since I have a chihuahua, she gave me the tea, and now my dog doesn't shed hair anymore. So I asked if chihuahuas shed a lot of hair. And she says, oh, yeah, she says, they shed like crazy. Well, about an hour later, a customer from Texas called up, and I told her the chihuahua story. She said, you didn't know that? I go, well, no, I don't know anything about chihuahuas. We have a Siberian husky. Anyway, she continues, says, I've been a customer of yours for 4 years now, and before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair, because I have long hair, and I used to lose it when I was brushing and showering and that sort of thing. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all, and my fingernails are hard as concrete. Now, all right, don't go away. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsors. And caller, you hang in there. We'll get to you in exactly 1.5 minutes.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tejibo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word T, and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tejibo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tejibo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now, today we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea, and I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no credit card, no tax. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tejibo Tea. The number to call is 877-488-1360. Once again, that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. And don't forget, you can also stream our programs and listen to them anytime, day or night, on iHeartRadio. Just download the free iHeartRadio app on your cell phone. Or, if you're on your computer, just go to iHeartRadio. And either way, in the search engine of the app or on iHeart webpage, simply search for Tejibo, and we'll be the only ones. So that's us. Go ahead, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic.
All right. Well, first off, man, you got to do something about your music. That violin stuff is awful. So I have a lot of birthdays coming up in the next couple months, and I had a couple questions. Uh-huh. So I have a little sister. She really struggles with acne on her face and body. Is the tea good for that?
Oh, absolutely. My son is now 23, but when he turned 13 and he was, you know, going through puberty, he started getting pimples and all of that. He would wash his face with the tea. And you just put, like a cowboy, you just put some in a little bowl and wash it. And he'd say, oh, man, it feels so good. It tingles, he says. So the tea, it also works topically. So what she'd want to do is she'd want to be drinking the tea all day long. And, you know, she'd want to apply topically in the morning when she's after done showering and in the evening. And the tea doesn't have any smell, and it's not oily, it's not greasy, so it'll just basically, you just, you know, let it dry off or dab it off with a paper towel, and you're good to go.
Okay. So you got bacteria in your gut biome. And it says the tea is antibacterial. Yep. How does that affect your digestion health?
Well, what the tea does is it helps the body to heal itself, to balance itself. So with bacteria, you know, the question that a lot of people have is, well, if it kills bacteria, it's also going to kill the good bacteria, which you need good gut bacteria. But that's not the case. The key, the tea gets rid of the excess bad bacteria and allows the good gut flora to flourish. So, for example, an easy example for people to tell is with bacteria in the mouth. You know, the tea will get rid of the bacteria very, very quickly. I mean, it gets, if somebody's got a toothache, it gets rid of enough bacteria after one drink that the pain is gone. Now, they haven't knocked out enough bacteria yet, so the pain will come back in an hour. But so what? They take another drink, the pain's gone. If they drink six or eight glasses in a day, the pain will be completely gone. But they still haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so if they stop drinking the tea at that point, it'll come back in 3 or 4 days. So they need to keep drinking the tea for a week to 10 days to get rid of all the bacteria that they have that's in the mouth. And same thing with gut bacteria as well. A person needs to drink the tea basically for about 2 weeks to balance out the good bacteria with the bad bacteria.
Okay, what about like organ health, like kidney, liver, stuff like that? Is it good for any kind of pathology that someone might have with their organs?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what the tea does. Is the tea builds the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. And cancer just happens to die in oxygen. So from that standpoint, for rebuilding organs, it's absolutely phenomenal. Now, sometimes, I mean, we get cases that are just so miraculous. I mean, you know, we nearly fall off our chair. I mean, one day a lady from New Jersey called. She had the HIV virus, and as a result, her kidney function went down to 20%. In 4 months, not only did she beat the HIV virus, but her kidney function regenerated back up to 100%. Now, you have to understand, conventional medicine says that you cannot regenerate the kidney function. But, in fact, they find a bunch of cases where that's exactly what's happened, and they have no idea why. And I know nobody's going to call us up to tell us, hey, you know, this is what happened to me. I had this great success if, you know, they didn't have it, because there's no motivation for them to do that. So we've had the cases like that with regards to the kidney. We have had cases like that with regards to the liver. And it's so good at regenerating organ function. You know, I'll get people that are 75 years old call me up and go, my wife loves you. And I go, why? Oh, our love life now is so fantastic. And I said, well, I did tell you it does regenerate all the organs. I didn't just specify one or two of them.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. What about sleep?
Sleep, excellent, because, you know, all the tea is doing is bringing oxygen into your blood cells. You know, so it's kind of like going out for a walk in the mountains for an hour a day. You know, I mean, after a while, your body's going to get used to it and go, man, this is absolutely fantastic. I feel invigorated, and I feel, you know, a nice tire.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Anytime. You can look forward to one of my employees giving you a call in a little bit after we get off the air to send you a 1 pound package of our tea. Thank you so much for calling.
Awesome. Thank you.
Go ahead, listener. You're live on the line with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing most excellent, fantastic, and great. And yourself?
I'm doing well.
Good.
But I did have a question for you. I wanted to know how your tea works with high cholesterol.
Uh-huh. The tea is really pretty amazing. It's both a blood builder and a blood cleaner. So to give you a different example, and then we'll get back to the cholesterol. You know, for people that have constipation, it'll loosen up the stool. For people who have diarrhea, it'll firm up the stool. So it helps the body to do what it's supposed to be doing in the first place. Now, with high cholesterol, what it specifically does is it gets rid of the cholesterol that's in the blood by cleaning it out. And so it's very effective against high cholesterol.
And would that also take care of, like, flaking, like if people have blockages and so forth?
Oftentimes it does, and it depends also what's going on, because a lot of times the blockages are because a person has tortuous veins, which means that they're twisted, kind of like when you fold a garden hose. You know, so when you fold the garden hose, you know, the water is not going to get through, and that's oftentimes where you'll get a buildup of something. So if that's the case, then probably not, but hopefully that's not the case. But on the other hand, that happens quite often in terms of, you know, people getting tortuous veins.
And varicose veins, would that be the same?
No, varicose veins is different. Varicose veins is a buildup of pools of blood in the veins, and typically that buildup is because the circulation is not fast enough to get the blood circulating faster. And also, you know, when people's legs swell up, for example, what that is that's fluid buildup, water buildup, where the blood is not circulating fast enough through the body to be able to do that. So that's actually, you know, somewhat a heart-related issue, even though you're going, you know, how does fluid buildup in my legs have anything to do with my heart? Well, it does. The reason is because if the blood's not circulating fast enough, then you start developing pools of fluid in different places.
Oh, okay. So the tea will help with swelling as well.
Uh-huh. Exactly the case.
Okay, all right.
Great.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, fantastic. I'm so glad you called. And as I mentioned, as you know, right after we get off the air in about an hour or so, one of my employees will give you a call on the telephone number and send you out a package of tea, and then promise to call me back and let me know how it works for you, because the only way we can help more people is to hear back from your experience.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great day. Hello, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Milan. My name is Mike, and I'm one of your new users.
Uh-huh.
And I thoroughly enjoyed drinking the tea. The taste is fantastic. And I got an idea here. I'm going to save up my money, get some extra work.
Uh-huh.
I can go and I'd like to buy, I'm going to end up buying a couple extra bags. I'm going to send it out as a Christmas gift to some people in the family. So
God bless you.
Yeah, that's going to be their gift, because I've been doing the tea. Nothing big has happened, but I'm watching things, and when I see things that are good, I'm going to definitely let you know. But I do have one technical question for you.
Of course.
When I boil it for 5 minutes, does it hurt it if I boil it longer? Because sometimes I forget to set the timer on the stove when I get ready to go. So does it hurt it? Or if I underboil it, but I still let it steep for 15 minutes to half an hour, is it still... Just walk us through how the preparation works, please.
Right, absolutely. It's still usable, but... you do start to kill off some of the molecular properties. So I'm like you. I'll come home and go, oh, I need to make a batch of tea. And I make the recipe that's exactly on our packaging. I happen to have a pot that happens to be 20 cups. So I bring 20 cups of water to a boil. Once the water is boiling, I toss in 1 tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of water, which in this case means 10 tablespoons. Cook it on high boil for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and continue cooking on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Well, of course, what happens is that somebody will call me on the phone, and I'll be cooking it for 45 minutes, right, instead of 5 minutes, right? And by then, half the water has evaporated, so instead of having close to 20 cups, I've got like 10 cups left in the thing, and it's it's stronger than the espresso coffee by that point. So what I do then is I take a separate pot of water, bring it to a boil, and I dilute the super concentrated one with the separate pot that I've just boiled. Now, by leaving it on the stove for 45 minutes, boiling it that whole time, I've lost about 25% of the efficacy. So it's only about 75% as effective as it would be with the proper directions. But that's okay, you know, I mean, because I'm drinking it every day, I'm still not going to throw it out. Now, if you hold on the line, we'll get a couple of words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back, and we can continue our conversation.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. We are a gold and silver company based out of Arizona and Colorado. A family-owned business that has a stellar record of customer service for over 25 years. Call us at 800-951-0592 and go to allamericangold.com to order metals and learn more. Also, go to 1360khnc.com to stream our radio shows Monday through Friday right here on the Roar of the Rockies. We are proud to be working with Milan and the Tehebo Tea Club. The Patriot Trading Group, 1-800-951-0592, your gold and silver experts.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tehebo Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea can be tremendously beneficial for healthy people because it helps build the immune system and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tehebo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now today we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea, and I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no tax. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tehebo Tea. The number to call is 877-488-1360. Once again, that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. Now, we had a listener on the line just before we cut to our sponsor break. Are you still on the line with us?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right. Is there any other concerns or questions that I could help address?
So the only other thing, I'm a little bit different than maybe some of your other users, but one of the things that I've been doing also is in the morning, so if I make some tea from the previous day, if I have a little left over in the morning, I'll put that in the bottom of my coffee cup, and then when I make my coffee in the mornings, then I just put that in, mix it right in with the tea, and by golly, she tastes pretty good that way too. So, and when I drink the tea, it's almost like my body, kind of like knows that it wants to have the tea, and it's real easy to drink 5 cups a day. And here's one more question. Would it be best to drink half of the, maybe a batch that I fix for the day? If I drink about half in the morning and then half later in the evening, is it more beneficial to spread it out through the day just a little bit?
Yeah, it's always more beneficial to spread it out because, you know, then your body is always getting the nutrients from the tea. So in my case, I drink a glass before I go into work. Then I fill a big Yeti cup that holds 4 cups to take to work. And then I drink another couple of glasses when I can come home for work. So basically, I'm drinking on the tea all day long instead of water. And like I said, I only just drink water 3 or 4 times a day. So yeah, I mean, just spreading it out throughout the whole day. Just drink it whenever you're thirsty, you know, and make that your beverage of choice rather than drinking water. Well, I want to sincerely thank you for calling in, and I look forward to getting some more updates from you. And God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others. We're going to move on to another caller.
Yep.
Good morning. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please. Hi, good morning. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
I have back pain, and I was wondering if it would help my back to drink the tea.
Oh, absolutely the case. Do you know what the cause or the reason for the back pain is?
No, not really.
Because we just recently had a case where a man couldn't walk. And in a week of drinking the tea, he started being able to walk without a cane and all of that. And so the tea is tremendously beneficial for things such as back pains and other things because, you know, the tea helps the body to heal itself. So, you know, it'll take more than one cup of tea, but the tea tastes great. Just start drinking the tea, and in about a week or two, you should have significant reduction of the back pain. And the nice thing is today, yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, the doctor said my spine is not lined up properly.
Uh-huh.
And that's causing the pain.
Okay. Well, the tea will give you relief. But, you know, it's not going to fix lining up your spine properly. So, you know, your doctor might have to figure out, you know, how to help you with that. But the nice thing is that right after we get off the air here live, one of my employees will give you a call because I've got your phone number written down over here. And we'll ship you out a free 1-pound package of the tea. You'll get it on Monday and then just start drinking it like it's going out of style. And then call me back and let me know how it works for you.
I sure will.
All right, God bless. Good morning, you're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you great. How are you today?
Oh, excellent. I just bought the tea three weeks ago it came in. At the same time, my reverse osmosis water filter broke down. Uh-huh. And so... So I was so happy I had the tea, so I've been drinking it ever since. Uh-huh. And the only problem I have is a sciatica. And uh-huh. I know my bones are squished almost together, and that's why I have the pain, so I don't think the tea can help it, because uh-huh. I take medications for the pain. Uh-huh. But since I've been taking the tea, I've been having more energy, uh-huh. and... the 5 minutes I'm brewing the tea in my teapot, uh-huh. I see my face with it.
Uh-huh.
And my face feels so much better, and uh-huh. The complexion is looking better, too. Uh-huh. And so every day I do a steam with your Tehebo tea. And so I drink it now instead of water all day because I work 10 hours on the phone. So it's delicious. I was surprised how delicious it is, and I'm just so thankful that I'm taking it.
Well, I tell you, in 4 or 5 months, you're going to be sending me flowers, and I'll tell you why. Because the tea helps regenerate cells, and in 4 or 5 months, your skin is going to look 4 or 5 years younger. I had a phone call from a lady in Texas, and she says, my husband and I are from Tennessee, and we went back for Christmas, and I'm a twin, and people are looking at me like I got a facelift. I go, I didn't get no facelift. All I'm doing is drinking this tea. Then another time, this lady calls up, and as I'm getting the computer booted up and ready to work and all of that, you know, we're chit-chatting, and I'm telling her how to tea brings oxygen to the organs and cells and helps the cells regenerate and this and that, whatever, right? And she says, oh, my God. She says, you know the reason that I call to order, she says, is because my mom's English is not that great. So I call to order for her, and she always gets 8 pounds at a time. And I read, you know, how the tea has so many beneficial properties. So my mom's drinking it for her lung cancer, but I'm just drinking it for, you know, for the health benefits, she says. And I noticed that my skin was starting to look so great. I thought it was this new cream that I was buying at Target, and I've been buying that crap for 30 years, and nothing ever made it look this good.
That's a good story. Yes, but I love doing the steam on my face with it. It just feels so good afterwards. And absolutely. But I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When I first opened it up, and, you know, you're supposed to put a teaspoon, and it's hard to just measure a teaspoon with this tahibo. So what's a teaspoon?
Well, a teaspoon is a pinch between your two fingers, or 10 teaspoons is two-thirds of a measuring cup, approximately.
Okay. So I do 5 teaspoons because I have a teapot.
Right, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I put a teaspoon, do I just put a pinch of it on?
Yeah. You don't even have to use a teaspoon. Just use your fingers, because the tea, when you're done, should have a mild color, kind of like apple juice. And if it's much darker than apple juice, you've just made it too strong. And the thing is this, is that you don't get any more benefits from making the tea stronger. A lot of times people will call me up and go, you know, I don't care how bitter it gets, I'm going to make it 10 times as strong because I got cancer and I got to get rid of it. And I go, no, you're not going to help yourself out. You're going to help yourself out by drinking 10 glasses a day rather than one glass a day. But by making it stronger, what happens is it's like taking calcium. If you take, you know, 1,000 units of calcium at once, nothing happens except you pee out half of it, because your body doesn't absorb all 1,000 units. And so same thing with our tea. You know, you can just play with it to get it to the flavor that you like, and then you're good to go. But if you're making 10 cups at a time, 10 cups at a time is about one-third of a cup of raw product of the tea.
Okay. So it should look like apple juice.
Yeah, and 1 tablespoon is basically the size of almost the size of a golf ball. So if you want to just use your fingers like I do, you know, just pinch some between your fingers. If you got anywhere close to a golf ball, you're good to go.
Oh, thank you. I'm 69 years old, and so I'm taking it because I need that rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. And thank you for selling it. I really appreciate it.
Oh, God bless you. You just reminded me of one of my customers. In our system, we don't keep track of credit cards or debit cards for security purposes. So the only thing we always retain is only the name and address, because obviously once somebody makes an order, we want to make certain that the person gets the order. So when somebody does need to reorder, they do need to give us a call back, because we don't have their credit card or debit card. One lady from San Diego calls in one day to reorder, and I'm looking her up, and I notice she's been a customer for about 6 years. And I says to her, I says, Sandra, I says, can you tell me the primary reason that you're drinking the tea? She says, yes. She says, with every order, you automatically include informational booklets that tell you all about the beneficial properties of the tea. They go, yeah. She says, and right in the middle, when you open the booklet up like a sandwich where the staple page is, you've got about 30 things listed that the tea is good again. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those. I'm 79 years old. I look like I'm 60. I don't take one pill, and that's the way I want to keep it. And I go, well, I says, good for you. I'm going to have you on the radio one time, because people always call up and go, I'm not sick, can I drink it? She says, oh, yeah. She says, it's too late to plant a garden once you're hungry.
That's true. Well, I have another question because I guess sciatica isn't the only issue I have. I do have thyroid and is it low or high cholesterol? I think it's must be high cholesterol.
Right.
And thyroid. So I take medicine for that, and I want to get off that. So this too will help me.
With the cholesterol, it will help. With the thyroid, it might help. And it depends what the reason for the thyroid malfunctioning is. See, the thyroid is a unique organ. It's kind of like the thermostat for all the other organs in the body. Depending on how much thyroxine, which is the hormone it puts out, goes to the other organs, tells the other organs how much of their hormone they need to put out. But don't go away. We'll listen to these words from our sponsors, and I'll wrap up about the thyroid here in about 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tahibo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. We are a gold and silver company based out of Arizona and Colorado. A family-owned business that has a stellar record of customer service for over 25 years. Call us at 800-951-0592 and go to allamericangold.com to order metals and learn more. Also, go to 1360khnc.com to stream our radio shows Monday through Friday right here on the Roar of the Rockies. We are proud to be working with Milan and the Tahibo Tea Club. The Patriot Trading Group, 1-800-951-0592, your gold and silver experts.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our programs on Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. are live listener call-in shows. Now today we're doing something special. Anyone who calls in that we talk to live on the air will get a free one-pound package of our tea, and I really do mean free. No $34.95 for the tea, no shipping charge, no handling charge, no tax. Free is free. So call 877-488-1360 to ask questions live on the air or to share your successes with Tahibo Tea. Once again, that live call-in number is 877-488-1360. And now, caller, are you still on the line with us?
Of course I am.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much. You're wonderful. We are talking about thyroid. And with regards to the thyroid is an organ that puts out a hormone that tells all the other organs how much hormone to put out. So it's kind of like a thermostat for all the other hormones. Now, in terms of our tea helping the thyroid, there's a couple of ways that it could help the thyroid. And one of the ways is if what's causing the malfunctioning of the thyroid is a growth or something like that, the tea will get rid of that growth. If the thyroid is also having some type of an infection or something like that, the tea will also help get rid of that. On the other hand, if the thyroid's thermostat is broken, it's not going to be able to help with that, and in which case you'll be having to take levothyroxine or Synthroid essentially for the rest of your life because there is no fix for that. Fortunately, the thyroid pills are very, very, very tiny. I mean, they're so tiny that if you blink, you're going to lose it when you put it on a table. And they're so tiny because they don't really have any other garbage in them. All that's in a thyroid pill is thyroxine, which is the hormone that the thyroid puts out. Anything else on your mind? Because we've got a couple other callers we need to get to because before we wrap up the show.
Well, thank you, and I listen to you on 1360, and keep up the good work, and God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Go ahead, listener. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I can hear you. Go ahead, please. You're live
on the air. Can you hear
me? I can hear you great.
I got a question. Okay, I got a question. I got two questions. One is you mentioned something about putting it on your face for, good grief, pimples and stuff. You talked about that.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, you say it's good for fungus. Can you actually, besides taking it internally, can you rub it up on your legs, your feet, and stuff like that? Will you get any benefit like that?
Oh, absolutely. The tea works very well topically. Not only that, I've got people that bathe in the tea. You know, what they do is they pour a bath water, and then they'll take a gallon of tea and pour that into the bath water and soak in it. And not only that, we got a clinic in South Central Los Angeles, which is a rough part of town. One day I get a call from the doctor there, and he says to me, you know, he says, your tea, he says, is so effective. We use it on 80% of the people that come in here, he says, they're homeless, they're cut up, they're bruised up. We pour the tea directly over their open wound, and you can see it healing right before your very eyes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay, the other question is, you talk about it's antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic.
Yeah. Right.
So, I'm going to go into something here that's controversial. The flu. The flu that's going around, and there's a medicine that is anti-parasitic in that, ivermectin, and I'm wondering, I'm putting this together, will it be any benefit for flu, colds, and
it's
whatever?
It's phenomenal. Stewardesses drink it all the time because they're floating around in an aluminum can breathing other people's air, and they don't want to get sick, so they drink it all the time. And with regards to the COVID and the coronavirus, we started getting successful cases a year and a half ago in May of last year. And if anybody contracts the virus, what they want to do is drink one glass of the tea per hour, basically all day long. And in 24 hours, the symptoms, the side effects go away. No more fever, no more flu, no more headache, no more nausea, no more aches, no more pains. By day two, they're usually up and about, cooking and cleaning like they'd never been sick before. And this one case, this nurse, on day four, she went back to the hospital, got tested negative. Day six, she went back to work. And I said to her husband, wait. Aren't they supposed to wait like at least a week or 10 days of isolation before they send you back to work? They go, yeah, they don't have enough nurses to work, so they forced her to go back. So it's absolutely great for that. I'm going to have to move on because we've got three or four callers, and we've only got like about 5 minutes left. So let's see if we can answer their questions. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning. You're on live with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Hi, I can hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Can you buy the tea locally at the radio station in Johnstown?
Yes, you can. You can buy it at KHNC, and that's a very good idea because if you go down there and buy it, you don't have to pay for shipping. And even though we don't charge a markup for shipping, you know, you still got to pay for the postage. So you might as well just pick it up down there, and you don't have to pay for any postage.
How many cups should someone 6 feet tall weighing 250 drink?
The more the better. You know, I'm 5'10", and I weigh 160 pounds, and I drink 6, 7, 8 glasses a day. So in your case, you're going to want to be drinking 8, basically instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more.
I drink 10 cups, so I'm good.
You're in tip-top shape. If you're not playing for the Broncos yet next year, you ought to go try out.
Great. Last question I have. I put in 5 tablespoons in a disposable tea bag and boil it in 10 cups of water. Do I lose anything by putting it in a tea bag versus loose?
No, not at all. I mean, what you've actually done is you've made the cleanup easier, and at some point we're going to be putting our product into tea bags as well. You're still going to have to cook it like you cook it, but it just makes the cleanup a little bit easier, and obviously it's also going to drive the price up a little bit, which is why we haven't done it yet. But if you have the tea bags already, you go ahead, put them in the tea bag, you cook it up, and your wife will love you. She won't have to clean up as much after.
She does.
All right. Thank you so much.
Do I stay on the line afterwards?
No. Somebody will call you because this is the radio station's line. Somebody from my office will call you in about 20 minutes because I'm writing down all the phone numbers that I can see come across my computer.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Good morning. You're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm calling on behalf of my wife. She has carbon monoxide poisoning, and now she has neuropathy, nerve damage.
Uh-huh.
Her knees, I tell you, she's only 62 years old, but she gets out of bed in the morning, man. I mean, she walks like she's 162. And do you think that would help with that too, bud?
Dramatically. And
really?
the healing period for something like that is somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks. But, I mean, so the first week she's not going to notice very much change. You know, she's going to feel a little bit better and everything like that. But after 2-3 weeks, I mean, she's going to go, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I can walk upstairs. I can do this. I can do that. All of that kind of thing.
Wow. Cool. Well, I appreciate it. We're sure going to give it a try. You have a lot of good testimonials on the air, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the call, and I look forward to speaking with you next time.
All right, God bless.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning, you're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hi, I can hear you now. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning. I was trying to find out about the tea for my son with sickle cell.
Uh-huh. The tea is tremendous because it builds the red corpuscles. And, of course, with sickle cell, that's really what you want is for the blood to rebuild itself. And so from that standpoint, it's tremendously beneficial. And I would sincerely hope that with this package that we send you, that after he's drank the package, which will take him over a month, that you give me a call back to give me an update about that, because you should have some really staggering results.
Okay, thank you, sir.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Go ahead, listener. You're live on the line with Milan Vukovic. Go ahead, please. Hello, listener, are you there? Okay, let's go on to another listener. Go ahead, listener, you're live on the air with Milan Vukovic. Okay, I guess everybody figures it's the end of the program, so not much chance to talk, which it is. We're coming up to the end of the program. I'd like to thank you all for listening. The Tejibo Tea Club is a labor of love and life, and tune in next week at the same time. Thank you. Have a great week.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Tejibo Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's 818-610-8088.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Tomorrow's news today.
Domestic war on terror is here, is coming after half of the country.
The helicopters have left Afghanistan, and now they've landed here at home.
And the left is hunting the right, sticking them in Guantanamo Bay for American citizens, leaving them there to rot.
We are dealing with an insurgency in the United States.
Terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland.
I've been told that I'm a white nationalist. Me.
FBI, throw your hands up.
They've begun to fight a new enemy in a new war on terror.
Not Al-Qaeda, white supremacy.
False flags have happened in this country. One of which may have been January 6th.
This truth is marching on.
Well, if you took a snapshot of the country right now, here is what you'd see. On the one hand, you have all-out war. As the American right and the party it has consumed, the Trumpist Republican Party, takes aim at every civic and cultural institution, from whether we live or die from COVID to our schools and history and democracy itself, banning books, senators defending Nazi salutes, and unhinged anti-vax protests at school boards, and the most popular conservative cable news host going full Alex Jones, promoting a fringe conspiracy theory about the January 6th insurrection being a false flag. So that is all happening. One of the guests on Tuckum's show last night, shortly after he unveiled his propaganda to rewrite the January 6th insurrection, was Glenn Youngkin, the Republican candidate for governor of Virginia, the new poster child for the Republicans' current twisted priority of banning books. When they're not trying to reenact Fahrenheit 451, Republicans are continuing to lose their minds over the Justice Department's effort to protect school board officials threatened with violence over race-conscious lessons and mask rules. When you have normcore supposedly Republicans like Glenn Youngkin, who's running in Virginia, people like Ted Cruz, who used to be, you know, I'm a fiscal conservative, that used to be his thing, I'm a constitutional conservative, but they're now normalizing and rubbing elbows with open white nationalism, white replacement theory, some really dangerous ideologies that are designed to whip up, you know, particularly white men and working class white men, non-college white men.
What we're seeing here is, under the guise of free speech, a lot of the veneer of kind of respectability that mainstream politicians and mainstream news platforms carry, you have actually now Holocaust minimization happening.
I used to watch some of these ISIS recruitment videos back when I used to do a Dayside program. They were very similar in that they showed lots of action.
Well, there you go. They're telling you that Tucker Carlson wants to burn books. They're telling you he's denying the Holocaust. They're telling you that he's ISIS or Al-Qaeda recruiting videos. None of that was true. It was all a lie. And in fact, it's the left opening the borders up to radical Islam. It's the left that's censoring and coming after everybody's speech. Parents not wanting their schools that they pay for, their, quote, independent school boards, not wanting critical race theory that white people are inherently evil taught, or they don't want pedophilia taught. Oh, you mean they don't want child porn in the libraries? That's not book burning. That's not letting you pervert pedophiles have access to our children. Big broadcast lined up. Stay with us.
There's a little log cabin nestled in the Colorado Rockies, cozy, secluded, and it's just for pets. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort.
No bipeds allowed.
Happy Tails, I mean Trails. Pet Spa and Resort is all the comforts of home with the luxury of a spa and resort. The 35 services available, from basic boarding to bed buddies and belly rubs to massage therapy. Beware, though, this kind of treatment may change your dog's personality. When you end up bringing him the Sunday paper to read, don't say we didn't warn you.
Oh, you just need a warm-up, Spike?
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort is the gold standard for pet lodging and boarding. Ultra clean and safe and upscale, with individual suites, with TV, webcam, private backyard, even patio homes. And 24-hour on-site care, a first for Northern Colorado. Call right now for a complimentary day of boarding plus a free shampoo. 663-PAWS, 663-PAWS. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats off I-25 and Crossroads just north of Sentara.
It's Friday, October 29th. The year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the Embattled InfoWars transmission. Lord willing, we'll be live the next 4 hours. All right, let me just as calmly as I can go over the news and the guests that we're going to have on the broadcast today. Well, look right here what I have. Doctors, remember, now nobody is too young for a heart attack. These ads are being run on TV, radio, print, on the sides of buses in Texas, in New York, in Pennsylvania, in California, and suddenly they're running in India and Australia and the UK and Germany and everywhere. Just like drag queen story time suddenly started 5 years ago all around the world, funded by a consortium of Fortune 100 corporations, including AT&T. AT&T, it's out in the news today, is actually going to teach all their employees in a, quote, re-education seminars that are mandatory, that white people are the problem and are inherently evil. I have the actual copy of the syllabus. Yes, this is the New World Order. This is the depopulation operation, having us all fight and kill each other while the globalists deindustrialize and hit us with bioweapons. So let me just show you this little stack, and we'll go into this more. This is just today, from all over local newspapers around the country. Doctors, remember. They're telling you to remember. Nobody now, suddenly, is too young for a heart attack. They say suddenly above 12-year-olds have all been having heart attacks all over the Western world. And they say, we don't know why, in NPR stories and ABC stories. And these others just say, it's just a new thing. Just get used to it. Oh, and strokes and blood clots in the lungs. But no one knows what it is. And if you say what it is from the CDC's own documents last October saying get ready for more heart attacks and blood clots and strokes from the shots, well, you get censored. And the head of YouTube's been bragging. I have a clip saying, hey, we censored over 1 million videos. These people made a little bit of a cry, a little bit of a yell, a little bit of a, hey, my mom died, my brother died, my sister died, my child died. Hey, they had to cut my leg off. Hey, I had a stroke. Hey, I was in great shape. I was 20 years old. My job made me take a shot, and then I had a heart attack. Hey, you try to talk about it, well, on any platform, Instagram, you name it, you get banned. Like the young man, the doctor said it, college athlete, had the myocarditis, can't play sports anymore. They told him, yeah, the Pfizer shot made you have a heart attack. And the UN was in, what was it, 3 weeks ago, the UN was in Yahoo News. The UN, it said the UN is the fact checker. It runs the Facebook, Instagram fact check. He had 4.5 million views talking about it. Sure, after we took him down for it, he got his doctor to go public and say it was caused by the vaccine, but that was banned too, and we're just not going to let you scare people even if what you said was true. We're the UN. We're in charge of America. And yes, there's a lot of top doctors coming out saying they pull a healthy children from school before giving them a COVID vaccine, but they're rolling ahead with the five and ups. So just suddenly, and I've got the articles here and the screenshots from around the world, but when I see a screenshot, I just don't believe it. I went and followed it through on all these, and these are indeed everywhere. In fact, a friend of mine sent me a text from Dallas, and it's on the side of the buses there. But here it is. Doctors remember, now nobody's too young for a heart attack. Wow, it's a new and improved, wonderful thing. And what do they report all over the Western world? Massive increases in heart attacks and blood clots in the young. Oh, spotted in Whitby on Durham Transit. Are they normalizing this? What's to come? And it says, kids have strokes too. Know the warning signs. Yeah. Oh, hey, look at this guy, though. Everything's okay. This is the Times of India, biggest publication in the second most populous country in the world. Puneeth Rajkumar, very popular A-list movie star over there in Bollywood. He got his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and then he got his second one recently. And, hey, he's doing fine, folks. Oh, no, he died of a heart attack at 46 years old yesterday. Oh, but hey. Too many people, right? Oh, hey, about that top radio host. He got the shots. He's dead of a heart attack, too, but that's just yesterday, too. But, hey, no big deal. Radio legend dies suddenly after he's his second shot. And it goes on. But, hey, let's not listen to that. That's all just anecdotal. Let's look at this new article out from ZeroHedge.com. FDA advisor explains why he abstained from vote on Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for kids. So I thought, hey, I might want to read his open letter on why he said don't do it. And he said, well, they don't track in this public study where they said at the board meeting, we're going to legalize it to test it on children as guinea pigs. We'll never know if it's dangerous or not. Remember, that's the clip we played a couple times. That cue that up if you can. FDA board member said, I'm voting yes because I want to see if this hurts people or not. Wow, what an amazing statement. But see, oh, when I saw that, I said, there's something to that. Aha, they're not tracking the children after the injections. Even in their fake studies they've been running. It says right here, they only follow it after the injection for 3 months. As those sweet little protein crystals start nesting in the lungs and the heart and the arteries and the brain. Yep, there it is on screen. Yeah, cue it up and let me know when you have the audio ready. We'll play it. I don't want to just say things here on air in case new listeners are driving down the highway. They think, oh, this guy just says this. I heard about this guy. He's Alex Jones. He's that guy you can't trust. He's that guy that is so incredibly deceptive. Here is the FDA board member, Dr. Ding Dong or whatever his name. Here it is.
And I think what sways me here is that is a very sort of personal choice. If I had a child who was a transplant recipient, I would really want to be able to use a vaccine like this. And there are certainly kids who probably should be vaccinated. The question of how broadly to use it, though, I think is a substantial one. And I know it's not our question, but I know we're kind of punting that to ACIP. But I do think that it's a relatively close call. And as Dr. Levy just said, as Dr. Gann said, it really is going to be a question of what the prevailing conditions are. But we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. That's how we found out about rare complications of other vaccines. And I do think that we are going to, I do think we should vote to approve it.
Okay, so that's Dr. Eric Rubin. Thank you. But the board member that voted against it said that this could be dangerous and that it's not been tested properly, and they're not going to even do follow-ups in the actual studies, much less the general public, but for 3 months. Kind of important little tidbit for you, but let's just move on. Yeah, so Apple runs death camps. They're liberal. It's all right. So Pfizer's advising governments to lock healthy people up during the next pandemic to, quote, protect them and have drones deliver their food, but that's okay because they're liberal, right? None of them are liberal, folks. They're fascistic, evil technocracy taking over our planet. But how amazing is that, that when these people die, they don't tell you that, oh, they'd have the shot first. You got to go to their Twitter to find them bragging about it. Oh, and who else died? The main spokesperson for vaccines in India, who was 50-something years old, and by the way, was a sports guy, but he was also a movie star. He was even bigger than this last guy that died. And he died the day after he took the shot from a big old fat juicy heart attack, which they tell you in the CDC's own documents, they predicted what happened last October because they'd already seen what was happening in the UK. And the British government ignored the military and their own advisory group that said, jam on the brakes. Remember, even the Yahoo headline was, don't give this to three groups, says British advisory board. Above 75, below 16, and pregnant. But they're full steam ahead and just normalizing mass depopulation. All right, I haven't even scratched the surface. You think that's big? Ho-ho! Wait till we come back. This is a war we're in. So remember that. It's an info war. Tell everybody tune in now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So now there is a new phenomenon across the United States and in Europe and Australia. It's all funded by the big corporations. I have all the articles coming up next segment. To have drag queen time in the middle schools and the high schools, where the young men and boys dress up as women and then pretend to be prostitutes having sex with male members of the staff while they all wear pink and other similar things. So this is what we're teaching under corporate funding. This is what's going on while the communist Chinese fire live ammunition at each other in their military drills. That is coming up. But the reason I raise this, and we'll get to all this coming up next segment, is that whether it's banners on the side of buses all over the world where the Moderna Pfizer shots are being given, or whether it's pedophile story time, it's all the big corporations funding this, chief amongst them Apple and other companies like AT&T. And again, they're in the news here today doing that. AT&T, the articles on Infowars.com, teaching critical race theory and saying that, quote, whiteness is inherently bad, and that white people are the root of problems, and that white Americans are uniquely bad. Now, that's a quote. Uniquely bad. And I love how Twitter and Facebook, everybody, will ban you if you show the actual 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds humping on other males and people, period. But we're supposed to blur it all out to show you what they're doing to the children. Like, oh, don't show the book that the middle school has that shows children having sex with adults. You can't show that. That's child porn. That can only be shown to children. There's the article, AT&T's racial re-education program. By the way, that's in quotes. That's their term. Asserts white people are the problem. In fact, I got so many articles here, I couldn't find that in my stack a minute ago. Will you guys please reprint me that so I can cover it with this other stack next segment. But I'm just mentioning now what's coming up. Then this all dovetails together with the collapse of the border. It's true. It's been proposed. It's in the legislation. 400 plus, if you round up, $500,000 a piece for anyone who claims they were separated from their child, even though they're on record most of the time having kidnapped children that people use to get across the border and to be turned loose in the U.S., and then they give the children back to smugglers, coyotes, who then bring them back into Mexico over and over again. That's all confirmed. But none of that gets investigated. None of the child smuggling gets stopped. So now it's being proposed. U.S. in talks with hundreds of millions
to pay hundreds of millions to families separated at border, Wall Street Journal. Family members separated at border to get $450,000 under this plan. And if you wonder why there's giant hordes of people flooding this way, that's what's happening. But I'm going to give you the rest of the story behind this coming up as well, because I haven't even scratched the surface of that for you yet, but I will be doing it, because you don't think they're actually giving that $450,000+ to each one of these individuals. No. I know this because I've seen it in Austin and San Antonio. I'm born here in Texas. I've watched this with county and city officials that have been busted and arrested for it, but it never gets much attention. A lot of them have dungeons buried usually as basements under their houses that they have actually built, because the average Texas house doesn't have basements, where they keep prisoners that they've smuggled in to shake more money out of their families around the country. And what they do is, while they're exploiting these people for slave labor and sweatshops, is they skim the welfare they sign them up for, about half the money they get. And they also sign them up for tax refunds and things like that. And they'll have examples of one house in Austin had over $1 billion in tax refunds sent to it 1 year alone, and no criminal investigation was launched under Obama. That's what I'd cover next segment. I'm doing it now. They use these people as cutouts, as mules, not to haul in heroin or fentanyl or cocaine, but to haul in themselves to be signed up in the social safety net to then pay that money into the Democratic Party and into the different criminal syndicates. So they're not going to give $50,000 to these people. They're going to give almost $500,000 to them that is then paid directly into a, quote, local bank. And then there it disappears. And the FBI will do nothing. They are blocked from doing it. They're heavily involved, a lot of them, at the higher-ups. The low-level FBI is not involved, but the higher-ups are running it. So that's why you got the smugglers, you know, dropping the babies over the top and doing all the rest of it. And then if they've got an ID that matches that with the child, later they show up and say, hey, I want my $450,000 as I dropped my baby off over the thing, and then, you know, found out where they were through the database and came back and got them 6 months later. I've been abused. Give me that $500,000 right now. So that's coming up next segment. And then we've got what's happening in the economy and with the supply chain. We've got a lot of big developments on that front. That's what I'm going to hit first right now, ladies and gentlemen. When I told you 20 months ago that the shutdown of the third world under an ongoing lockdown in many areas of Africa and Latin America would cause hundreds of millions to start starving in the next few years, hundreds of millions would then finally starve. The last number the UN said is 25 million extra died the last year and a half from the lockdown, not from the virus. Just a nonchalant 25 million. That number's months old. And those that have the money, those that are upper middle class in those countries, which means, you know, they make $50 a day or so, not $50 a year, they're all on their way up here, and along with criminals and rabble and people that are also handicapped who want to be, quote, taken care of, to weigh down the system and bankrupt it according to the globalist plan. That's why Soros has his DAs all over the country releasing armed robbers. And, you know, that guy up by Dallas in a liberal jurisdiction shot three people. But I guess because they were white and he was black, they released him 2 hours later. They're still in the hospital. And they said, well, they got bullied, but it wasn't even true. He just shot three people. That's all just to have culture and everything just unravel and totally collapse. So that's the current operation. That's the current plan that we're dealing with. And so I've got a big stack of articles I'll get to next hour dealing with the fact that the supply chain's totally breaking down and only about 80% of packages across the border getting delivered right now. There's just mass breakdowns in the drivers, mass breakdowns at FedEx, Amazon, USPS, everything. But it looks like FedEx is the worst. And this is where we are. So it's going to just get more insane towards Christmas into next year when the hospitals are full of the dead and dying from the vaccine reactions and the ADE and more. So I would tell you to support InfoWars, but also stock up on things you need, like high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. Prices are 10% off right now for Black Friday, comes early the next 2 weeks, our special sale every year. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, bone broth, ultimate bone broth plus is now back in with the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the really strong turmeric, and the best concentrated chicken bone broth protein that's so amazing for your bones, your guts, your joints, your body. It's just incredible what it does for your immune system and so much more. This is chicken soup, you know, for when you're sick, take it to the next level. And so it's reformulated back even better, and it is discounted with free shipping as well. BrainForce Plus, the amazing nootropic pill, is back in stock, being sold out close to 8 months. It's 50% off. Ultra 12, incredibly high quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue to supercharge you as well. It's 60% off, and these sales are going to last for 2 weeks or while supplies of the products last, and that's what keeps us on air. So I would get stocked up on these products and do your Christmas shopping now.
Introducing 50percentoff.com. It's just like it sounds, three words together, 50percentoff.com. And we have an exclusive deal with them to supply InfoWars Life products at least 50% off. You see, I've known this fellow for 15 years. He's a great marketer. He's got a lot of big shopping carts. And he heard me having a problem being able to buy enough product out in the future so that he helped us actually get more of the product. And that way, when we're sold out at InfoWars, or when we're not doing a sale, he will then have InfoWars Life products at least 50% off. That's why the site's called 50percentoff.com. They've also got a lot of other great products as well that aren't ours. Survival gear, fitness, electronics, preparedness, and more, all up to 50% off or more. But all InfoWars Life products like DNA Force Plus right now and, of course, Rainforce Ultra are 50% off at 50percentoff.com.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, Win Home Inspection? I think I have a problem.
Why, we're on the case. Look, Watson, up there by the door frame, a crack in the plasterboard.
We need to investigate further, perhaps the crawl space, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, carry on. Aha! It's the foundation that's cracked.
Oh, if this continues, the whole house will begin to fall apart. Leaks in the plumbing, leaks in roofing, cracks in the wall.
Do you hear that? It looks like we've sprung a leak already.
I'm so glad I called Win Home Inspections.
970-238-8333.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
Listen.
listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I just got some new information laid on me from the World Economic Forum that is huge, and I confirmed it, but I'm going to get even more evidence of it and cover it at the start of the next hour. I'm going to leave it at that. But they're not just planning to put nanoparticles in the vaccines, and we knew this for a long time. So I'll be getting to that next hour. You can probably make a guess. You know, Gates has been developing vaccines that, quote, grow biological live vaccines that grow in strawberries, that grow in cherries, that grow in bananas. Print me some more on that. I'm going to cover that next hour because they're going ahead with it. You don't just think Peter Daszak wanted to spray nanoparticles in caves in China. You don't think Fauci was going to stop there. See, people keep saying, man, they've gone for broke. The hospitals are full of people dying of heart attacks and strokes, including young people that are taking the shots. They'll never get away with this. Yeah, they will. Because they're going to launch something far worse, and you'll forget about all this death, and you'll think back on this as a very fond time. And meanwhile, they've got velociraptors in their propaganda pieces at the UN telling you not to have children to save the earth. Do not go extinct. Do not have children. Take your shots. Do not go extinct. I love you. It's all just surreal, blurring reality with unreality. And for people that are in a trance, they don't know what they have been hit by. Okay. Let's go ahead and start drilling into the next big piece of news that I was getting to earlier that I was alluding to. Let's do that right now. And radio listeners are going to be spared from having to watch this. And for adults, it's just humiliating. It's sad to see what they've turned our young men into and what's gone on around the country. But they are now having not just drag queen story times for your 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds at the schools, in some cases, like the case of Denver, Colorado, unannounced to the parents. We're disgusting-looking men dressed up in clown outfits show up and have your children sit on their laps while they have erections bulging in their pants. Well, now that's not enough. Now in Kentucky, this is happening other places, high school principal who got lap dance from student, it's on video, was also fondled by boy during drag show. That's right. Had his chest and neck and crotch grabbed. Like you're in the champagne room at the local topless bar. You can say what you want about those places. You know, they're of age. It's their choice to do it. You know, the church can tell you that's bad, and it probably is an instructive lifestyle, sure, but I'm not stopping people from that. That's their choice. But this is just pure evil, and this is where it's all going. And then a man dresses a woman with a wig, wearing a mask. Talk about a cult programming. Running up, groping on other males, other boys who try to get away from it. So now, sexual assault by a male on a male, you see, is cute in the gay world, right? That's why you have the James Bond actor saying, I like going to gay bars because heterosexual bars are so rude and bad and full of rape. Of course, statistically, it's the opposite, but that's how this works. And then let's show the photos of the lap dances and twerking going on. Also, here's some photos of that with male students with their shaved legs and everything humping on the teacher and giving them a lap dance, caressing their body. And the coach getting up and simulating sex, anal sex with the young man who's wearing fishnet stockings. Imagine the Chi-Coms must really be proud of the propaganda they put into our country. Wow. And there's a report breaking, investigation underway, after Kentucky high school host drag pageant featuring male teens in lingerie giving lap dances to staff. The sexualization of the children, I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual, it's wrong. Here's photos of the groping of the stomach and then down to the groin area. And again, bumping the buttocks into the through the pants onto the male genitals of the principal, the coach, humping the coach. Paul Watson did a report on it. Sick high school allows kids to perform lap dances for teachers. They don't allow it. They promote it, and they push it. Meanwhile, the real targeting is this. This is out of K-12. This is out of the local news. Several Baltimore schools report zero students proficient in math. After 2 years ago, the state of Maryland lowered its proficiency test to that of what a 80 IQ person who's instructed should be able to pass. So there you go. And there won't be any math training now. It'll all be on critical race theory and what the evil white people did to you. But it is evil white people and black people. It's the globalists that are helping do this to you. So you'll be in a prison of ignorance your whole life. But, oh, it gets better. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. This is not a joke. It's real. A lesbian dating app is being overrun by trans women, and the clown world just keeps spinning. And guess what? They all announce they are lesbians. It's the old joke of, well, you know, I'm not against women that like women. I get it. I'm a lesbian, you know, in my heart as well. Well, no, this is disgusting-looking men dressed up in, like, Benny Hill clown outfits seeking relationships with women. And these are men with their penises who want to have intercourse with women, kind of like two women in prison can have a baby. And you can go see the freak show, that's what it is, in the article if you've got the nerve to actually look at this. But a lot of them have beards. A lot of them have beards. And they are lesbians. And they're ready. Oh, look, this is a lovely young maiden here for you. And don't talk bad about them or you'll be taken off everywhere. You'll social. Oh, I like this. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not usually for transvestites and stuff, but this one here, this is a. Oh, and you see the symbol they've got here. You know what that symbol is right there? Yeah. These symbols all mean something. Yeah. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is real. This is happening, and we can laugh at it all day, but it's not funny. Because when parents try to do something about it, this is what happens. In fact, cue up the audio, please. Well, we don't have time now because the full audio is what the parent had to say that was quite eloquent. And then the school board member just says, F you. And if you don't like it, we'll call the FBI in. I'm not joking. School board president caught on hot mic saying F you to concerned parent who politely tells them they don't want critical race theory or pedophilia taught to their children, which is the... You don't get reading, writing, arithmetic. You now get Antifa, communist tactics, how to be a pedophile, how to be abused by a pedophile, and, of course, how to hate white people and how to commit suicide if you're white. And then, of course, we've got these little tidbits of news here. AT&T's racial reeducation program. Again, that's a Soviet term. Back 10 years ago, we got a secret document from the Army of Obama setting up reeducation camps. People thought it was fake till a year later the Army released it officially. Said, no, it's real. And it said you'll be sent for re-education. That's a Soviet term. And AT&T's official documents are public that they're now using. And there's actually a directive, a letter by the CEO saying we must admit that whites are inherently a bad group, a bad species of human. This is truly Hitlerian. You know, Hitler said certain groups were inherently bad. And they're just, and you're like, but that's insane. It goes against all common sense. That's the opposite of a liberal view. Yeah, the big corporations don't like liberalism. Less taxes, more personal freedom, a religious freedom, you know, do what you want as long as you don't hurt somebody. They're going to get rid of all that with all this extremism. And then a real tyranny is going to be in place. This is how you discredit classical liberalism. I'm a classical liberal 250 years ago. I'd be considered classical liberal. I agree with Thomas Jefferson. Not today, man. I'm the Nazi, you see, because I don't want to do medical experiments on black children and kill them like Fauci was doing into the 2000s. And I got mainstream news on that. Next segment, we'll play the video. Yeah, that's right. Let me tell you, when you see these liberal lawyers, these liberal politicians, these liberal people, they're in on it, including the black ones. They hate black people and they want to kill you. So wake up. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Live. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, this has been talked a lot about in the past, 25 years ago, 20 years ago on my show, but I have basically not talked about it in a long time. And so a few weeks ago, I began to point out, because listeners reminded me, they said, hey, have you heard about Fauci testing HIV drugs that were experimental on kids? some of which didn't even have HIV and killing them. And I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. I mean, he's committed so many damn crimes. It makes your head spin. And so then I started digging back in to it. And I mean, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, you know, back when they did some decent reportage. And then I started doing more research, remembering all the doctors I had on, and it was far worse than they were saying. I mean, they would go into black families particularly and say, again, we're going to take your 7-year-old. If you don't give us the 7-year-old and sign the papers, we're going to take the 3-year-old. And the mothers would sign them over to protect the baby. And then it would describe how they would then kill the children. And I remember reading about this one particular young boy who fought for a year before they killed him. And he weighed like some ridiculously low, like 45 pounds or something when he died. He'd been like 100 pounds when they got him. And then here's what happened. I went back into it. I found that same child last night. And it just made me so angry and made me say, how much of this are we going to take? Because now it's not just going to be poor black children and poor white children in Appalachia they did this to. They did this to whites too. Anybody poor they could get. They're going after all our children now. Are we going to sit here and take this? No. Now they're going to blow up their own buildings, their own facilities. They'll probably bomb themselves, Pfizer or something, to be the victim. We're not calling for that. But we do want to get control of our cities and our courts and our systems like Soros has done. We want to get back control and indict them all. But when they come with contact tracers trying to take you away and forcibly inject you, you know, at that point, it's self-defense. And that's what's happening is they're forcing us into a fight. So RFK Jr., he's a great patriot, has come out and detailed in a long report. It's linked up on Infowars.com in a Kelly McBreen article. But I'm just going to play a short excerpt. But there's a big report he put out and a long dissertation on it. And I suggest you go watch it. And he's just laying out the same stuff I'm laying out. RFK Jr. details racist and sadistic Fauci funding research on grafting aborted baby scalps onto rats, but it went further, including killing young children with experimental drugs knowingly. And here's a Don Salazar article from 2 days ago that really needs to get out. Not only did Fauci's NIAID harm dogs, foster children also died during AIDS drug research that were totally healthy. And all I can say is this is next level evil. By the way, you know Australia is the test bed of what's coming here. They admit that. All UN-run. Daily Mail reports unpaid COVID fines will be taken from bank accounts and homes will be seized in Queensland. And I've got so much more here for you, but let's go ahead and play a little clip of RFK Jr. talking about this.
Millions of dollars, not only on the puppy experiments, but you know, many, many other very almost sadistic, not almost, but extremely sadistic. You know, one, another one of the experiments that I talked about in my book is that he was taking scalps from fetuses, from fully developed fetuses, and removing the scalps from the skin from the top of the heads of fetuses and then transplanting it onto humanized rats in order to test hairsprays and shampoos and those kind of things. The thing I think people need to think about is they were spending millions of dollars on these experiments, and with all of the desperate needs for public health in this country and all of the good that that kind of money could have done, he chose these experiments as the best use of taxpayer dollars. And it's really kind of frightening. Now, those experiments are described in one of my chapters, an early chapter, which I call Dr. Fauci, Mr. Hyde. And the much more disturbing parts of that chapter are his experiments on children.
Yeah.
He wasn't just experimenting, doing these really horrifically sadistic tremendous experiments on animals on behalf of pharmaceutical companies. But he had also arranged to essentially take over foster care homes, and in seven states, and including one in New York, called Incarnation House, where they were taking Black and Hispanic children who did not have parents, whose parents had disappeared, and they turned into the foster care system. And they had taken over one foster care hospital in New York and essentially turned it over to the drug companies to use chemotherapy drugs on children to treat allegedly HIV. As it turns out, many of these children did not have HIV. They were.
And that doesn't matter because they were experimental, things like AZT. So let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a whole other stack in this area, but I'm going to get to that later if I have time. And a bunch of other deaths caused from the so-called vaccines. I've got a big stack on that. But I really want to get into Tucker Carlson next hour and the economy. But you've seen the total conniption fit against Tucker Carlson for his January 6th documentary that he's going to spend all week on next week. The whole week is about false flags and the FBI because they have the proof, they have the names, they know how they did it. And it's all coming out. And so they're calling for him to be taken off the air. CNN is, others, they're calling him the new Alex Jones. They're saying he's worse than Alex Jones. Well, I mean, he's not worse than Alex Jones. I know he's worse for them because he's just as well-spoken, maybe better. And he's definitely slicker. And I love his show. And, yeah, he's awake. You know, Tucker doesn't shrink from the fact that he thought I was full of it 20 years ago and 10 years ago thought, wow, Alex is actually right about a lot of things. And in the last 5 years, Tucker's told me that he understands that I'm a trailblazer and that I understand what's going on in the world. But so did the Kissinger group tried to hire me and told me the same thing. It's just that he's not working for Henry Kissinger either. So I'm not trying to sit there and brag, folks, but most people aren't 9 years old reading British wartime psychological profiles on Hitler. That's what I've been drawn to. That's what I've been drawn to fight. It's what I do, and I've been proven right. Everybody knows it. And so, yes, New World Order, you got a problem. You think you got rid of Alex Jones? Try 1,000 more Alex Joneses, because that's how this works. And by the way, the new and improved Alex Jones, yes, Tucker Carlson. But it's not because he got it all from me. It's because he finally saw it was all real, and everything I talked about happened. He doesn't need to hear from me now anymore. He can go watch the news and see it unfolding and see it happening. And so no wonder Joy Reid comes out and attacks him and calls him the new Alex Jones and calls him a white supremacist and a Holocaust denier. Notice she doesn't play any clips of that. She's the one covering up for Fauci. She's the one covering up for the real globalist supremacy, taking healthy Black children and killing them at a pharma facility, just like they do dogs. You're not going to hear a damn thing out of her evil mouth. She's not evil because she's Black. She's evil because she's sold out to evil. And Fauci's not evil because he's white. He's evil because he's sold out to evil. And it doesn't matter if it's Joy Reid or Fauci. They're our enemies. And they hate us. And they're coming after all of us. I don't give a rat's ass what color you are. You better wake up out there and get with the program to fight the New World Order. And you better download Jesus Christ right now into your soul. You better get the Holy Spirit last week. Because it's on, ladies and gentlemen. World government, new world order in our face. I'm going to break. All I can say is I've got a lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of irons in the fire, and I need your financial support. Plus, I got great products you already need. Ultimate Bone Broth is incredible what it does for your body. Not just the highest quality concentrated bone broth from chicken. It's so good for your immune system and joints. But the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, and a huge dose in each serving of high quality concentrated turmeric. It's amazing. Sold out, unavailable to get it for over 2.5 years. Now back in. Took us a year to get it formulated once we even were able to get a manufacturer. Made in America, over the top, powerful. Leading brands are more expensive and aren't even as strong or good. InfoWarsStore.com and BrainForce Plus, the amazing nootropic. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock, 50% off. By the way, it's our big sale of the year right now. Always happens in the first 2 weeks of November. It's Black Friday comes early. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points on everything, including T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping now and fund the InfoWar.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Feel my Frankenstein.
All right, folks, you can analyze every little piece of this for 1,000 years and get caught up in that. And we do that. It's important to know, understand the facets. But the most important thing to do is just pull back and know the globalists are exempt from everything they're doing to us. And they are trying to collapse society, destroy industrial society to force depopulation. And during that crisis, again, they're going to pose as the saviors for the cascading problems they themselves have created. And so I want to play for you, on the heels of everything we just covered, a Rutgers professor. I mean, we see this kind of stuff every few minutes now. There's so many examples of this. This is not some rogue person. This is the standard garbage teaching that white people are committed to being villains. We got to take these mother effers out. This is a professor spewing this hatred on YouTube on a show called The Root. The Root is evil white people. Not evil globalists, not eugenicists, not the transhumanists. No, they're the ones funding this lady. She's funded by the university. AT&T, CNN, all the Fortune 1,000, basically, led by the Fortune 100 and owned by BlackRock and the private Federal Reserve, they are funding this lady. Remember, just 10 years ago, it was only white professors saying whites are inherently evil. We got to get rid of them. They were trying to train to finally get enough black people on board so that white folks see this and hate black people. This is meant to create racism on both sides. This is just dirty, nasty, evil stuff right here. Here it is.
I think that white people are committed to being villains in the aggregate, right? The real sort of issue here, and I've heard people sort of say it, is one, I think that white people viscerally fear.